Hey everybody, welcome to Empowerment Sessions with yours truly, Philip Suber. Now, this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. So before we get into our conversation, if you haven't already, please take a moment and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button and also share with someone that you know. All right, ready? Let's go. Hey everybody, welcome back to Empowerment Sessions. Thank you for joining, and as always, I appreciate being in your space to communicate these thoughts and ideas that I believe are enriching to your life. Today, I want to start a conversation on something that is simple but yet powerful in its practicality, something that we can definitely apply to our day-to-day living. And you can do this at any cadence in which you choose, but I believe that this exercise that I'm going to talk about in the next couple of podcasts or next couple of sessions is really going to be helpful to you. You know, I've noticed that across my career, working in different aspects of business in terms of management, that when it comes to our jobs and when it comes to companies, there is a tenacity there and there's this intense drive for perfection, to enhance systems and the way that we do things, to find out what's working, what's not working, and what we can do to better enhance the sole operations of a business, right? And in thinking about that, I think about how sometimes we can be guilty in a sense of being more committed to the business needs instead of our own needs. And what do I mean? You know, in one of my previous jobs, you know, my direct reports, I believe we did this every week. We had a session that we call Start, Stop, Continue. And you may have heard of it. And basically what we did was we all understood what our jobs were. And so we would, you know, have poster boards and we would have someone to write the notes, and we would have those three columns, the start, the stop, and the continue. And every week we would look at what are the things that we should start doing, you know, to help us be more efficient and effective and to help us really achieve our goals and improve what our metric goals are and so forth, and our KPIs, in other words. And what are the things that we should stop? You know, what's not working? What seems to be a waste of time? Or, you know, what's delaying what we really need to speed up in the process of, and what's keeping us from being as efficient and effective as possible, not just as it relates to our partners and customers, but even as it relates to the employee morale and just how we feel about the culture of the company that we work for. And then there was the stop, the start, stop, I'm sorry. And then there was the continue. What are we doing that's actually working for us that we should continue? And even though sometimes it may not be as efficient as we want it to be, but it's working. And it's working to the point where we don't need to tweak it just yet. Maybe futuristically we'll be able to see areas where we need to tweak it. But for right now, let's just continue to do that because it's doing exactly what we needed to do for this time and this moment. And thinking about that, I'm always thinking about how can we make our lives better as individuals. Regardless of your occupation and what you're doing for an occupation, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're an employee, an employer, whether you're a contractor, you know, and you're you do your business by yourself, or you're an independent contractor, rather, what can we do, even outside of the business sector, to improve our lives, you know, as parents, as spouses, as partners? What can we do as believers, people of faith? What can we do as pastors and leaders and ministry leaders and community leaders and activists? What can we do as governmental leaders and politicians? What can we do when it comes to ourselves? We're always looking at other people and communities, but what can we do for us? And I think that this start, stop, continue is a great place to begin. Now, I want to unlock this and I want to go through this. And it's not the normal way, because as I began to dissect this thought process of the start, stop, continue exercise that's used so often in companies, I began to think and I began to write my thoughts in reference to the order. In other words, number one is the stop, the start. Number two is the stop. And then there's the continue. But I began to realize you can't start anything without stopping something. Because it's important for you to understand the capacity that you have to start something. And so many times we put the cart before the horse in a lot of occasions, and we try to start things without considering the capacity of what we need to stop and why we're stopping, not to start something, but why are we starting it to start with? So I want to start this conversation with this underlying homework, this foundational thought process, and that is, whenever we do an evaluation of ourselves, it's important that we don't start with the do's and the don'ts, but we start with the core values that give us direction for the do's and the don'ts, right? What are the core values of your life? And you've heard me say this in previous sessions that we've had, but what are the core values of your life? Because every day, if you're not careful, you begin to make judgments concerning your life and where you are based off the environment around you and not the core values that are important to you. You look at someone's post on Instagram and Facebook and you begin to make judgments on your life based off of what you see on someone's highlights. You look at your colleagues and they seem to be so successful and happy and vibrant and full of life, not knowing what goes on behind the scenes, and that what you see at work is one phase, but it's not the total dimension of their being. You don't know if they're really happy. You don't know if they're really successful, because the definition of success is relative to the person in whom the success belongs to. So take a moment to step back and realign with your core values. You know, I remember at one point in my life having to write down those things that are important to me. And you may or may not have heard me say this, but I have an affirmation wall at home, and it's just a reminder of the things that are important to me, because it's so easy to forget. Because not only do sometimes we compare to others, but sometimes we just lose sight of what's important to us because we get so caught in the busyness of life, and life begins to dictate to us instead of us being able to dictate the direction which we want our lives to go. So before we decide what it is that we should stop doing, or what it is we should start doing, or what it is should we continue, let's create a plumb line to say, in all that I'm doing, what's important? What matters the most? That it will dictate what I should stop, what I should start, and what I should continue. So here's some homework for you. And in full transparency, this thought process is not something that I was thinking like, oh, you know, maybe this should be a topic on the podcast. It was like, no, Philip, let's look at your own life and let's reflect. What core values have you lost sight of? And where is the need to reconnect? So I want to lead you in this exercise, not just hand it to you, but lead you, and let's walk through it together. You might want to do a Google search for core values and look at the list, you know, because I went through a list of 80, brought it down to 20, brought it down to 10. Make a list of your values. And if it helps, put them in a place that will remind you every day that these are the things that are important to me, and I want to build my life around these core values. And listen, I know that no one's perfect. We're all a work in progress, and there are various aspects of our lives in which we're all being perfected in through circumstances and through self-evaluation and retrospect and through therapy and through self-development and just being intentional about our disciplines of life. Yes. So with that in mind, don't beat yourself up. If you recall values that you've lost sight of, let's bring it back together. Let's put it before us and let's realign with those values. Because at the end of the day, if we don't consider these values, we'll keep starting and stopping stuff. That is exactly what I just said. Stuff. Fillers. But they won't contribute to the core values of our lives and our existence. So take a moment. Get that list. Get that pen and that paper. Not just put notes on your iPad and your phone, but write it down. Let's go back to just as raw as we can get with ourselves and make it personal. These are my core values. Family. My faith. Integrity. Godly character. Doing things in excellence, communication, transparency, keeping a pure heart, faithfulness, forgiveness, compassion and empathy. What are the values that mean so much to you? Put them down on a sheet of paper. And before we go any further with this exercise, let's create the plumb line that will give us the direction to make any other decisions as it relates to the direction of our lives. All right, you got it. Let's start this journey. Let's go farther, and let's become better at who we were meant to be. All right, I'll see you next time. Hey, thanks again for joining me in this discussion today, Empowerment Sessions. I really appreciate and hope that you did take the time to subscribe if you already haven't. And also, if you took a moment to share it. If you haven't, you still got time to do it. Now, listen, remember that this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. Now, you can follow me even after the podcast is over on Instagram at empowerment_sessions or at I am Philip Super. And even on Facebook, you can join the empowerment community as well if you follow me on there with Empowerment Sessions page. All right. I look forward to adding you guys to the group and seeing your comments on how this podcast has really impacted you in a positive way. Until next time, remember, it's all about you being empowered to help the next generation.